Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So you are going to like Stephanie's energy.
Oh, yes.
But you're not going to like what happened to Stephanie because obviously she is on Ghosted, which means she was ghosted. Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you already. So tell us about this guy, Daniel, you met on Bumble.
All right. Dan and I, after meeting on Bumble, we just started talking and we planned a few really cute virtual dinner dates. And we went with one. It was great. And it was all his idea. And it was so much fun, you guys.
Okay, good.
We did it all legit. We set the date time for 7 p.m. We both ordered from a sushi place around the corner and prepared our tables. Then we got on Zoom, which is such a good idea. I don't know why I never thought of
Zoom.
Yeah, we set up our laptops like we were sitting across the table from each other. It was so cute. From my perspective, the date was incredible, incroyable. But Daniel's, you know, funny, and we both actually worked in the city previously, so we spent a lot of time talking and talking about all that kind of thing. So now I must have, you know,
more
said something during the day that threw him off. Because after such an amazeballs date, seriously, you guys, I didn't hear back from him at all. Like, he's completely ghosted me. I don't know why. I texted him the next morning. He never responded. I just want to know if I get another chance, really. And that's why I'm calling in. You guys are really good at helping us out like
that. Okay, all right. All right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because you said amazeballs? No, seriously, though.
Goodness gracious. Great balls of awesomeness.
Did you?
It was a great date.
Did you use chopsticks or a fork?
For
the sushi. Yeah.
I did use chopsticks, but I'm quite proficient in chopsticks.
I
doubt that I dropped some food up my nose or
whatever. All right.
I don't know how that happens. Gravity, man. Okay, so here's the deal. We are going to call Daniel when we come back, and we're going to find out. Now, Stephanie, you're supposed to stay quiet on the other end.
He's going to say hello, and she's going to be like, amazeballs.
All right, we'll play a song, and we'll come back.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So, if you haven't met Stephanie yet, you're in for a treat. Stephanie has got all the energy, and it's all positive, and she was on a FaceTime sushi date, or Zoom sushi date, with this guy, Daniel, and he ghosted you, right, Steph?
That's absolutely true. I haven't heard a thing back. I hope he didn't die of coronavirus or something.
We hope not, too. I don't think that would be... This was all digital, so even if he did, it wouldn't have mattered. Now.
Bad news travels fast, okay? I think he's fine. I just hope he's not ghosting me. Maybe he lost my number.
Right.
Maybe.
So let's find out. Okay. We're making the call.
Hey, this is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hi. What can I do for you guys?
Oh, boy. We're wondering if you could tell us a little, maybe not a lot, but a little about Stephanie. We heard that you guys had a virtual date and that it went really well. But then we also heard that you ghosted her.
I mean, I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, I'm allowed to just stop talking to whoever or ghost them or whatever you're calling.
Yeah, you're allowed to do whatever you want, of course.
We just kind of want to know why.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's fair for me to ghost somebody when at the end of the date they want to say they're going to use my date ideas to get other dudes.
What do you mean?
You're talking about Stephanie, right?
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, the girl you called me about, we just had a cool virtual Zoom date. And to be honest with you, it went really well. I had a really good time. And at the end of the date, she decided to say, well, this was such a cool idea, Daniel. I'm going to set these up for all my matches. Now... I mean, I get that you're probably talking to other people. I mean, you know, it's a dating app. I match with a bunch of people, too. So that's not the problem. But after the end of the first date, you're going to tell me you're going to use the cool idea that I had for us and use it to pick up other dudes? Like, I don't know. It just felt weird. So, yeah, I guess I ghosted her.
Was she just
Daniel, I swear, I did not mean that. I just meant it was a great idea. Like, you had a fantastic idea. I was complimenting you.
Stephanie, what?
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Daniel, Stephanie has been on the phone listening very secretly this entire time until 3 seconds ago.
Okay.
So, okay. All right.
Dude, really? I mean, come on. We can work this out. That was just a misunderstanding. Daniel, I like you.
All right.
Okay, so
I mean,
hold on, Stephanie, hang on.
Let's all take a breath here.
Yeah. So what we're hoping to do is offer you guys a chance to restart this thing. So if you're both comfortable, Daniel, obviously Stephanie is comfortable, but we want to know that you are too, and there's no pressure. We would be more than willing to offer you guys a second date. We'll pick up the tab. We'll buy the sushi this time, including the chopsticks. And we just want to know, you know, would you want to try this again? It seems like a bit of a miscommunication.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Question is for Daniel.
I'm pretty caught off guard right now. I mean, look, Stephanie, I did have a really good time, and I thought you were really cool and funny, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I did. So I'll tell you what, I'll take the deal. Okay, just maybe next time at the end of the date, don't tell me you're going to use the idea I used to maybe go pick up other guys, especially after we had such a good time.
Oh my God. Tom DeVase, you're so right. That was just such a faux pas on my part.
I'll take it as nerves. I was nervous too, so I say stupid stuff all the time, so let's try it again. Why not?
You guys see how wonderful this guy is? Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Daniel. You see, you guys? I told you he was great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You guys sound great together. And congratulations, the two of you. Sounds like you got a second date.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Have fun. Have so much fun.
Have a lot of fun.
I need a nap.
Making my heart sing. This is a great day. Thank you so much.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So that happened. Oh, I'm like sweaty.
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of, you know, when you're pulling your shirt from your chest to try and get some air in there?
Yeah.
Doing a lot of
that. I got you. So what are the text messages saying?
This one kind of sums it up from 289. Stephanie is too much. She needs to chill.
I think she's an excitable person.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I wonder, when we started talking to her, I was wondering how many words he got in on the first date. You know, there are people that are over talkers.
Yeah. Yeah, she seems to, she's got that kind of vibe. There was another one here from the 905. I was totally team Stephanie until she started talking when Daniel was on the phone. She sounds a bit like a stage 5 clinger. Maybe Daniel should run.
Well, we wish them the best.
Good luck.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. You can watch this on Instagram, Virgin Radio Toronto.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. 99.9 Virgin Radio.